Folks on Elk, this is Bob Rouse, your host to the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure and program for Grace Radio features the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. And our guest today is one of the greatest promoters of our city of Slidell, Ms. Kendra Manis, editor, owner, publisher, and probably everything else of the Slidell magazine. And I'm looking at a copy, it says the official magazine of Slidell.
How do you like that?
Isn't that amazing? So welcome, Kendra. Glad you're here.
Thank you so much, Bob. Thanks for asking me.
Hey, listen, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you come from? You can't possibly be from Slidell.
Absolutely.
Are you now?
Well, I bleed Slidell. I mean, you can just see it. I am the promo of Slidell.
Yeah,
it's written all over me.
Yeah, you are.
I got the camellias coming out my ears.
I was wondering what that was. That's good.
I was born and raised right here off of Pontchartrain, Southside Slidell. I went to Our Lady of Lourdes Grammar School and then Salmon and Slidell High. So lived here my whole life.
Oh, wow.
I moved away for, I had opened some businesses here and I moved away for 2 short years and then came back and been here since.
And when you came back, you started the Slidell magazine?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I had owned kennels before that.
Kennels?
I'm a dog person.
That's a natural connect. Magazines,
of course,
dogs.
Wouldn't you know?
I get
that's,
it. I get it.
Exactly. When you think of the magazine, I love pets, and I always did. And I ended up turning it into a business. And so I owned boarding and grooming kennels. I had one in Slidell. I had one in Mandeville. And I had a grooming center in Abita Springs. And I loved it. I got to pet dogs every day and clean dogs and clean up after them, but everything about it. And I ran a non-for-profit that helped find a lot of homes.
Did you
for
know?
Dogs. In 2001, out of my for-profit kennel, we freely adopted out to the public 197 dogs and 81 cats.
Really?
That would have normally been euthanized in the shelter. So we did a lot of good stuff at that kennel, and it was really great. And then I got a lot of cancer.
So you're a cancer survivor.
I'm a cancer conqueror.
Cancer conqueror?
Yes. I didn't just barely squeeze by. I wasn't hanging on to a raft. I chewed it up and I beat cancer bad.
Well, congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you very much. There's a big difference when I think about it. And I talk to a lot of survivor groups.
Okay.
I let them know surviving implies that you're scraping by. Right. That you're clinging. When you think of a survivor, you think of a life raft, and you think of clinging and hoping that you'll make it. And any successful battle, because cancer is a war, any successful battle, they'll tell you, you're up on the mountaintop.
There you go.
That's your advantage. And to look from above down. And if we have that attitude towards sickness and disease, that we can do this, we need to look down on it. It's not bigger than us. We just have to plan carefully and make sure that we initiate a plan of attack and then go through with it, and it will be successful. So that's what I try to teach.
Well, that's
other
awesome.
Conquerors.
That's an amazing story to add to all of the other adventures of your life.
That was an unexpected adventure, but I'm the only person that you'll probably ever talk to that says, thank God I got cancer. Thank God I got through it, but thank God I got cancer. It set me on a path.
Well, congratulations on being a cancer conqueror. That's a new term for me.
Thank you.
And I think maybe one that many of us can adopt should that ever be a part of our lives.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great.
It's a good attitude to have.
So you were gone for 2 years. You came back. And
I went to Arkansas. I didn't want to leave Slidell, but I just needed to needed to find my chi. I call it chi. You know, I need to find my energy.
There you go. Okay.
I wanted to get some fresh mountain air and a different environment and kind of go and find out who I was. Do some reading, do some meditating, do some praying. And so me and all my dogs moved to Arkansas, and I would go for hikes in the woods and follow streams to find out where they came from. And I loved it and was bored to death. I'm used to working
there
a lot.
Okay.
I'm an active, and I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a little hyper.
Just a little, just
yes.
A little.
I got a lot of energy and a lot of coffee. So I couldn't do it. After 6 months, I started volunteering at the local shelter and met some friends and came up with the idea of promoting pet adoptions. Started the magazine with the idea of promoting the pet adoptions. It was just a way to help save more animals. And it ended up turning into a community magazine that was 3 counties large.
Really?
And I said, my goodness, I can do this back home. And so I came back to Slidell in February 2010, 1 week before the Saints went to the Super Bowl.
Really?
And the Saints, I wrote about it in the upcoming big 100th edition that I have coming up. I wrote about my return here is because of the Saints. So in a way, the Saints are the reason why Slidell Magazine exists. I had to get back home so I could see them.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you came back and you started a magazine promoting Slidell with a section dedicated to pet adoption?
No. The Slidell Magazine took on a whole new, there's so much in Slidell to talk about. There's the events, there's the people, there's the places that you can go, there's the history of our community. Slidell has so many different facets to it. It's totally different than my publication was in Arkansas, because my publication in Arkansas, I was more of a standard editor and publisher, kind of looking at things from the outside and observing things with a staff of writers and a staff of photographers. Okay. Slidell Magazine is me in the community. It's an extension of me, but it's an extension of you and anybody who reads it, because we all know the area we live in here. It talks about when you're reading a story about the extraordinary, fascinating, ordinary person, that's your neighbor. That's the person you see, like this spotlight is. It's the person that you see at the post office and in the grocery store, just like you said. When you read John's stories, you can relate to them when he talks about small southern towns and growing up and kicking a can down the street. We know all of that. Well, people his age know all of that. But all of us has a little bit of that in, and you'll read about different Slidell memories. I remember Ronnie Dunaway did a story that had such a great, it was called Once Upon a Time in Slidell. And it had such a great following. And it was Dan the Milkman. Was that the name of it, John?
Dairy Dan, yes.
Dairy Dan. And he was the very first ice cream man. Dairy Dan the Ice Cream Man. That was it.
Oh, wow.
He was the first ice cream man in Slidell. And you start getting the word out in advance that we're doing a story on this. You wouldn't believe Facebook's been a great help. Because mm-hmm. people start posting these pictures. I have a picture of Dairy Dan when I was two serving me an ice cream cone. And you get these wonderful black and white photos. And the next thing you know, the magazine is creating new history while showing people the old history. So in doing the magazine, I don't know how to word this exactly. But right now, when I'm making the magazine, I'm thinking, in 50 years, people are going to look back to my publication. Just like I look back to the old newspaper clippings, they're going to look back to me as a mark in history of what was happening then, who was living here, their grandmothers. Just recently, we ran a picture from 1930. That was it, 1931, fifth grade class at Slidell Grammar School. And the beautiful thing about the picture, we dedicated an entire half page to it. The beautiful thing about it is they had written on the back in clear as a bell handwriting every name of every single student in that entire class. And I'm looking at these old family names, Barragona, Ezel, old Fritchie, old family names in Slidell, lots of Dubassons. And it was so much fun running that, because people are going to look at this and go, that was my great-grandfather.
Yes.
And
yes.
The reaction was huge.
You know, the amazing part of this to me is that Slidell proper is maybe 30,000 people. Slidell metropolitan is maybe 100,000 people. I guess a relatively small group. But to find so much life in the community, in festivals and stories and
Absolutely.
Contributors and interesting people, to find so much life in the community really takes a special pair of eyes. I was asking one time, because I'm not an artist at all, and I said, what is the great gift that a person has to have to be an artist? Do you draw pictures good or you know colors? And the answer that was given to me said, no, what the artist really has is eyes to see. what others don't see. And I think maybe as an artist with the Slido magazine, you have eyes to see what others can't see.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Our covers are something. Of course, I'm a lover of literature. And so I can read a story and think, oh my gosh, this is a beautiful story. It's so easy to read John's stories. You can lose yourself. The chair that you're sitting in right now is the chair that when John has a story and he wants to run it by me, I curl up in that big leather chair, close my eyes just like you described, and lean my head back and lose myself for just a couple of minutes. There's no phone ringing. There's no Facebook alerts going off. There is no, you get to lose yourself. And the beauty of the magazine, you get to feel the paper and then the weight of it, and you get to turn the pages. And it's a lot different than looking at a screen on your phone. The magazine isn't going to ring and interrupt you in the middle of your reading. There's a beauty in that. And I can appreciate that. I'm not the best writer. I know that. I'm an extremely average writer. But the reason why I'm a good editor is because I can spot good writing, and then I beg them to be in my magazine until they say yes.
Amen. Amen. We know that using your gift to be able to see life, to be able to see good writing, has been a blessing to so many people in the community for a long time. You know, for things to last, it has to be because there's a followership, there's an interest in it. People are asking for more. And I understand you're coming up on your, what edition?
100th.
Number 100.
100. Really proud of that.
So you've got 99 on the street and you're coming up with number 100?
100. Went to print yesterday. We are coming out November 1st. Will be our 100th
awesome.
Edition. And along with the 100th edition, the city of Slidell, a year and a half ago, the city of Slidell, Alex Carollo, the director of cultural arts, you know.
Love Alex. He's an amazing human being.
Lots of energy. Lots of energy, lots of vision. You want to talk about somebody that, and he follows Kim Bergeron, again, who was the former director of cultural arts and public affairs.
Uh-huh.
And just, we are so lucky to have these people working with our city and providing all the events. Well, one of their events that they wanted to provide was the 100 covers of Slidell magazine. And so Alex contacted me a year and a half ago and said, when are you finally going to get to a milestone, the 10-year anniversary or the this? And I said, well, I have the 100th edition coming out November 2018. And so we started planning this a year and a half ago.
Did you really?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
And the covers themselves, you see them. They're frameable pieces of art. I have incredible artists working to make the covers, and sometimes we take pieces that they've already done, and it blows me away when you get the quality of somebody like Adam Sambola, Phil Gladys, Matt Lichlider. These are big names in the Slidell art community, and they actually come to me and say, could you put me on the cover? And I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. Of course I want to put you. How many pieces will you let me do?
Come.
And it's amazing. Adam's had 7 covers.
Really?
In the last 100. And so we are going to have a beautiful show in the Cultural Arts Gallery. And it's a good opportunity. We think the mayor and Alex and I had gotten together and we talked about it. Not a lot of people know that we have a cultural arts center and an art gallery. You have people that are in the art community, of course, and they go to all the shows.
Sure.
But for the general public, they have a beautiful art gallery downstairs from the mayor's office. And it's free to the public. It's open 3 days a week, run by volunteers. And you can go in there and you can see works of art from children, different shows at different time. Well, this is where we're going to be. And because of the reach of Slidell magazine and because of the readership, we think it's a great opportunity to bring people into the art gallery that may not have visited it before and wouldn't know that it exists. So we're hoping that this show with the 100 covers, the blown up big covers, and the artist will be there signing on our opening reception night. We're hoping that it prompts people to continue coming to the Cultural Arts Center and seeing all the different things that Slidell has to offer as far as their art community is concerned.
Are you at liberty to tell us what the 100th cover is? What did you select to be number 100? For this milestone, What did you put up there?
John's laughing. John Case is here, the storyteller, and he's laughing because I'd love to tell you about my cover. I challenged every single one of my artists, my writers, my visual artists, all of them, to submit something for 100.
Okay.
Something. Either the number 100 done in artistic fashion. Because, I mean, after all, we're a bunch of artists. So come on, hit me with it.
Yeah.
Or the word 100. Use your imagination. Dig deeply. And so, man, I get these beautiful renderings from all of my artists that are creative and that are wonderful. And then my star writer, the storyteller, who comes up with these great literary journeys, sends me an email and it's a C, the letter C. That's it. There's nothing else. And I sent him a message back and I said, "What is that?" And he says, "That's your 100. That's it. That's as good as it's going to get. The brilliance of the storyteller came up with a C, and it's on our cover.
Really?
I promised every single one of my artists that we would combine and make a beautiful artistic rendering from all their different submissions. And so, yeah, C is on our cover.
I saw a quote on Facebook yesterday, and it said that knowledge is the accumulation of facts. Wisdom is the simplification so they're understood. And it sounds like your storyteller was able to take a bunch of confusion and bring it down to a very simple fact that's understandable.
He made it very simple.
That's awesome.
Pared it down, that's for sure. But yeah, it's going to be a beautiful. We knew going into creating the 100th edition that there was going to be an art show and that this would be the spotlight cover. And we planned on it being kind of a collector's edition, and it's the biggest edition we've ever produced, and we're printing more copies than we've ever done before, and we're distributing to more locations than we ever have before, so we're hoping that it's well received. It's a biggie.
Well, I'm sure it will be. I'm sure it will be, and it's neat that the city of Slidell came behind you. Alex Carolla is an amazing human being with a lot of energy and a lot of a good imagination.
Yes.
And he just loves people and wants to see people happy.
Yes.
You know, that's my take on him. He's been our guest a number of times to talk about things happening in the city and always enjoy him being with us.
So it's youthful energy, and we need that fresh perspective. It's great. Alex brings, and a lot of our leadership brings a little bit of the youthful perspective with social media and adding a lot of things in that are kind of out of the comfort zone of us old timers, you know, but it helps our city grow. It helps communicate, and we jump on board. May take us a little while. I know with technology, it's taken me a little while. I gotta kind of catch up with things, but Facebook's an amazing tool and our city uses it. Slido Magazine uses it. I know that you use it. And it helps in all of us, furthering the radio business, the magazine business, the city work.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think all of our motives are exactly the same, is to promote the wonderful things around us.
Absolutely.
To open our eyes and to see goodness and greatness, and to see God's gifts on display.
That's easy to do in Slidell.
I'm sorry?
That's easy to do in Slidell.
Yeah.
We are really fortunate here.
Well, this is a blessed community, and I honestly believe that one of the reasons, and there's probably more than one, but from my perspective, is that there are many godly people in office, people that'll pray with you, people that'll talk to you, people that'll encourage the churches to be the church, and encourage businesses to be businesses, you know, just a bunch of encouragers. And I'm so honored and to be a part of kind of getting the word out and saying, look what God sent. Isn't this great? And to enjoy each other's company, to laugh together, to play together, and to find the goodness of our community. And it's really been a great thing. Well, Kendra, we certainly enjoyed chatting with you this morning. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to the interview? That
I want to invite all of Slidell to the opening reception.
Wait. That's 100,000 people. Are you serious now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're blocking off the street in front of City Hall. And November 9th, between 7 and 9, I hope you come, Bob.
Well, actually, that's my birthday. So if you bring a cake, I'll be happy to.
I'll have tons of food, and I'll make sure to set aside a cake. I'll put your name on it if you like. Have the 100th edition cake. It'll say 100, and then I'll put your name underneath it, and everybody will think that you're 100.
Yeah, well, some already think that, particularly in the young people range.
Come on out, though. It'll be wonderful. You'll get to eat free food that's going to be served by the women of the Slido Women's Civic Club. I'm a SWCC sister, and so all of these wonderful women of the SWCC are cooking, and they're going to be serving it out of the auditorium, so you get some great food, and we're going to have music there from Flatliners Entertainment in the street, and so you get to view all 100 covers of the magazine. You get to meet the artists that have done it, get your copy signed if you'd like. From the artist, and dance in the street, eat, and have a great time.
Amen. Sounds like a great time.
It is.
And again, this will be on Friday.
Friday.
November the 9th.
Yes, sir.
In front of City Hall and in front of City Hall.
Yep.
Live music, mm-hmm. plenty of food,
mm-hmm.
interesting people.
Absolutely.
And just a way to continue celebrating Slidell and all the goodness that God permits us to have here.
Yes.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you, Kent. Appreciate your time this morning, and I hope you'll make us a regular on your list. Come back and tell us about what's going on and Slidell through your eyes.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, thank you, Kendra, and thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can give us a call at 985-250-1037. Leave a comment, send us a text, encourage you to like us on Facebook. Also, go to our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make a tax-deductible gift to support the station. We need your financial support. We appreciate it. And again, the number to call is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voice of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.